It's time for Where's Art with Annie Dugan. Annie Dugan is the curator of the Duluth Art Institute and our host for Where's Art Monday mornings on Northland Morning. We have Annie on the phone this morning. Good morning, Annie. How are you?
Good morning, Chris. I'm doing just grand.
Are you buried in all the slush? Or are you?
Yes. I'm holed up in rental with all the smush outside and all the wind. But hopefully there'll be a break at some point this week or today, and everyone can get their family and company out to see some artwork. And I thought it's a fun thing, you know, to talk about how you look at art with other people and also with yourself. I think going to galleries and museums is something perfect for taking the company out and about. And there's a lot right to see here in Duluth. You don't have to drive down to the cities. You certainly can. There's great stuff to see down in the cities too. But with weather like we're having, you might want to stay closer to home and go out and about and see stuff. The Tweed Museum is open Wednesday and Thursday, the 28th and 29th. And they have a phenomenal exhibition called Untyping Casta, as well as their permanent collection. They have a really phenomenal permanent collection that they have rotated and spruced up and done some neat things with. The Duluth Art Institute has two amazing shows, Four North, which is a selection of work from four artists here in the Northland who have taken their Scandinavian roots and sort of adapted them to their current Northland environments. As well as the Arrowhead Regional Biennial, which was curated by Deani Whitehawk, which is a great selection of work across the Upper Midwest. I'm going to talk about a couple different games to play when you bring your family to, you know, you can bring them to the Art Institute, to the Tweed, to the galleries around town. Those are fun things to do, too. You know, galleries are a nice size. Go to the gallery, look at some art, get some coffee. You know, it's an hour or two outing, so it's nothing, you know, too major that you have to sort of plan for. It can be a quick, you know, get out of the house and give someone else some time to rest on the couch. But one of the games I like to play is I don't really have a name for it, but it's everyone picks a piece of work, and it can be, sometimes it's fun to pick something that you're really not sure about or something that's confusing or like, you know, why is this in the museum or like, why did the curator pick this? And you actually time yourself. Everyone has a timer on their phone these days. You time yourself for 2 minutes. Everyone's quiet while they look at it. You look at it for those solid 2 minutes. And it's amazing. I think the average amount of time that people look at artwork is 14 seconds in a gallery, which isn't a lot of time, and you'll be amazed that if you actually just force yourself to look at something for 2 minutes, you start to see things that you didn't see before. You start to think about them differently. Your mind sometimes just wanders into different directions, you know, oh, this yellow makes me think I should get lemons tonight. You know, just it can be sort of a random association, but you make yourself look at something for 2 minutes, and then everybody turns around and talks about what they saw. And first it can just be describing the piece, but then it can see, like, did you notice anything different? Did you like it better? Did you like it worse by looking at it for that amount of time? And those kind of open-ended questions after forcing yourself to look at something and then hearing what other people saw while you're not looking at it and then turning back around and looking at it. You might get some funny looks from other people in the gallery, but it is worth doing because it's surprising when you actually start to look deeper into art, what you can see. And then the other thing, I actually play this a lot with kids when they're walking through spaces, but it can be equally interesting for adults as well. And it's called the token response game. And everybody takes four little tokens. One is a picture of a watch. One is a picture of a dollar bill sign. One is a smiley face and one is a sad face. And you take, you know, 20 minutes, 10 minutes, to walk through the gallery or the, you know, a room in a museum. And you decide on the one that has the smiley face, you put next to the one you like the best. The one that has the sad face, you put next to the one that you like the least. The one that has the money, you put next to the one you think costs the most, and then, or is the most valuable. And then the one with the time, you put next to the one you think took the most time. And it's a way of thinking about there's a lot of different ways we evaluate art. There's a lot of different ways that we also put value on art. So it's interesting to see what crosses over, and also, you know, what people's taste influence other people's tastes, how choices are made. It's just a fun thing to talk about, and it gives you a way sort of to move through the gallery space and engage with your visitors. So those are a few ways to have fun with the company that you have in town while you're looking at some art.
I really like the idea that you have of just those four criteria to, I think, to me, it seems like a sudden way to remind you that it's not just something that is static, that already exists, that it took some time, or that it maybe is evaluated differently by other people. It's a great way to make you really think for a second that it's not just your 14-second impression, as you say.
Exactly. And also, I think I love having the sad face, too. Like, I think it's okay for people to say, I don't like something, and it's also okay for people to say, I like something. You know, a lot of times people don't want to have their own opinions attached to it, but yeah. Yeah,
and these are wonderful things too, especially with the kids home for a few days. We can
get them out. Exactly, they're driving you nuts. Get them out of the house. Go look at some artwork
after you shovel the sidewalk, of course. So.
You're right, exactly. With lots of salt.
Thanks so much, Annie. We appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you so much, Chris. Take care.
You too.
Bye bye.
Annie Dugan, the curator for the Duluth Art Institute, and our host for Where's Art Monday mornings here on Northland Morning.